Welcome to the Academic Minute. I'm Lynn Pascarella, president of Mount Holyoke College. It has been almost 3 decades since Schwarzenegger's Terminator told us that he'd be back, and we've yet to see him arrive for the first time. But as Edwin Torres, professor of computer science at Monmouth University, reveals, the necessary technology is on the rise.
The 1984 movie The Terminator depicted a futuristic world where artificially intelligent machines exterminated humans. The science fiction movie was simply entertainment at the time, and it was not likely to ever come true. Now, nearly 30 years later, technologies exist that could make these artificially intelligent killing machines a reality. Researchers from IBM are developing a highly intelligent supercomputer known as Watson. According to IBM, Watson is capable of natural language processing, hypothesis generation, and evidence-based learning. In February 2011, Watson defeated 2 former champions on the game show Jeopardy. All computers require data. With cloud services like Apple iCloud and SkyDrive, data is more available than ever. Corporations, governments, and other institutions also store data on servers around the world, and the Internet makes all this data accessible. Weapons can be created with 3D printers. In May 2013, a corporation in Texas known as Defense Distributed unveiled the first ever 3D printed gun. Boston Dynamics is an engineering company that has been developing dynamic robots since 1992. Its latest project is Atlas, an advanced, highly mobile humanoid robot. Atlas can navigate rough terrain, climb, and lift objects. As these technologies advance and converge, the likelihood of seeing a human killing machine becomes a real possibility. It seems like just a matter of time.
That was Edwin Torres of Monmouth University. You can find this, other segments, and more information about the professors at academicminute.org.
Production support for the Academic Minute comes from Newman's Own, giving all profits to charity and pursuing the common good for over 30 years. And from Mount Holyoke College, never fear change.